Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, another factor of what I was just talking about in the last segment, this hatred for Trump and how it's just like accepted and promoted, and then it ends up resulting in a 64-year-old grandpa having a liberal smash his head in with a sledgehammer. You know, this stuff was truly, I couldn't even imagine this when I was in college. And I went to some political events in college. There was some political stuff. I was a freshman at Mizzou when Obama and McCain were running against each other. And there was political stuff around, and there was political debate and stuff, but like there was no hatred. There was disagreement, there was discussion, but at the end of the day, I mean, I never witnessed anything. So okay. You have Michael Knowles, who I guess is doing some campus tour here, and they're hanging banners. The official Young Americans for Freedom chapter of the University of Utah. And so they're staking one of these signs because the campus liberals are going around and tearing them down. And the campus liberal ends up seeing them recording and goes on a diatribe, the likes of which, again, I just can't imagine seeing anything like this when I was in school. And it wasn't like I was completely removed from the political scene. It was during an election year, and there was plenty of politics going around. Never did I see anything like this. This is truly deranged behavior. This is the result of propaganda and brainwashing. Look at this college liberal just completely break down after she's the one tearing the signs down, and somebody just catches her doing it in clip 10.
Yeah.
You can learn me better. Are you sad? Like, you don't have anything else to do with your time?
Why are you harassing us? Why are you harassing us? Why are you harassing us?
Who have killed themselves. That's in this. In this city, you have no place. No place. God does not love people like you. You do not.
God loves everyone.
Fred, hey, and guess
why are you harassing us?
You're a king.
Why are you harassing us?
You're a king. A piece of crap, woman.
That's not very ladylike, but I guess she doesn't really care about that. I'm telling you, this is really sad. It's really sad that somebody in college would have such a mindset towards political speech they might disagree with. Again, I'm not that far removed from being at a university. I was at a university for multiple presidential elections. I was working on the school student newspaper for a presidential election, and there was plenty of political debates. There were plenty of political disagreements. I never saw anything like that. I couldn't even imagine seeing something like that. So what is that? What is that hatred? What is that derangement from a young girl? She's been lied to. She's been brainwashed. She's been propagandized, and now hatred fills her heart. And it's really just sad. So they go around tearing down these signs because Michael Knowles is against trans kids. And then look how she even spouts the exact propaganda in between her sailor mouth rantings. People kill themselves because of you. No, no. Transgender individuals have always had a high rate of suicide. Has nothing to do with political commentary. And now a long-term study, 15-year study, just came out that, yeah, most trans people regret it by the time they become an adult in their 30s. And that's why they kill themselves. But this young girl believes all the Democrat Party propaganda, and she's so filled with hatred And that's what she takes to the polls. That's what liberals take to the polls with, folks. Hatred. That's why these people are so dangerous. That's why they're so deranged.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, they brought out the baby steps for Joe Biden, and he still struggles. They figured, well, if we cut the amount of stairs he has to climb in a third or in a fourth, a quarter here, then, you know, the odds of him stumbling and fumbling and falling on his face are a lot less. And that's true. That's true. That's just the numbers. But as you can see here, Joe Biden earlier today almost falls on his face. He can't even climb stairs. Okay. The guy can't even climb stairs. Or maybe that's just a robot. You know, he kind of walks like a robot. You know, robots maybe haven't mastered the element of climbing a staircase yet. That's kind of how Joe Biden looks. Or he just is suffering from all sorts of physical and mental problems as a fake president. So maybe robot, though. I'm not sure. Maybe he was confused because of the eclipse. Maybe he's got some of that eclipse sickness. All right, now. Oh, I've been looking forward to this all day. Let me tell you, I've just been really thrilled all week, all month, you might say, for the eclipse coverage, baby. Yeah. And it's Chase Geyser at the scene. Now, Chase, there seems to be some cloud cover here. You're live at Zilker Park. You've been talking to some people. You're going to be covering this live. We're going to be getting some shots of the eclipse. Beautiful Zilker Park, by the way. It looks like it's a nice day out there despite no sun. Maybe the cloud cover will be a good thing, though, so you can stare directly at it. Although I'm not encouraging that. Somebody will sue me. So I'm not encouraging staring directly at it. But, Chase, what are the sights and sounds out there at Austin's beautiful Zilker Park?
Well, Owen, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. There are a lot of people here at the park, despite the fact that the forecast was for cloudy. Now, we've seen this eclipse in and out, depending on as the clouds pass over. Right now, we hear some cheers. It looks like some of the clouds may have moved away. And it's my first real eclipse, so it really has been a fairly amazing experience. We've talked to people that have come here all the way from Seattle and all the way from Florida, and there's a lot of enthusiasts here, astronomy enthusiasts here, with all sorts of binoculars that can look at the sun and telescopes that can look at the sun. And it's an exciting day, despite the fact that there's some overcast going on. It does seem that intermittently we are able to see quite an awesome phenomena.
Oh, wow. You got people from all corners of the United States in there.
Absolutely. Well, the sliver that is going to get this total coverage in this continent is right here in Austin. And, of course, it goes all the way up through the northeast. And so people that live way outside the sliver have just decided their favorite place to go in order to see it. And a lot of people picked Austin, Texas, because it's a fun place to go for other reasons as well. And we've met a lot of people that aren't local here and a lot of people from the surrounding areas in Texas as well.
What about security? We heard a lot of talk about security states for this. This is one of the main parks in downtown Austin. It truly is a great park. It's where they do ACL, fireworks, all kinds of events. What's the security like there?
You know, we haven't noticed anything like that. This seems more like a 4th of July type event where people are just hanging out publicly in the park. There are some different areas outside the park that seem to be private that might even be ticket entry only. I'm not sure what the security is like there, but we haven't encountered a substantial amount of security since we've been here. Everybody's just hanging out. And I think part of the reason that things are a little bit lower tension is just because of the overcast weather. I don't think it's as packed as was initially anticipated by local authorities here in Austin.
I'm just curious, have you seen anybody hanging out in the trees playing bongos?
There's a little bit of that going on, actually, as a matter of fact.
All right, yeah.
Young high school kids. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
We got the bongo players.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a hippie fest, I would say.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I don't mind a couple bongo tree players. You know, I've seen a few in my day. Now, when you talk to people about coming down to visit, is this something they do quite often? Do they follow eclipses regularly, or is this a one-time thing for them, or what?
That's a great question. So the people that we've spoken with here, it ranges. Some people, it's their first eclipse. Some people have seen several. One gentleman even said that he was excited for the next one, I think in 17 years, was when the next one's supposed to happen.
17! Oh, it's a QI!
Something like that. Yeah, it's a QI. That's exactly right. Oh, and you're crazy. So, yes, we see people that are enthusiasts that do this sort of thing all the time, and we see people that this is their first time, that everybody seems to be using it as an excuse to have a fun social event with friends and family.
So what's the sight there right now? It looks like some people are staring up into the sky. Some people are just chatting. Some people are looking down at their phones. Can you see anything? Is there too much cloud cover? I've got a roof. I've got a ceiling above my head. I can't see anything, Chase.
Yeah. Right now, the clouds are covering the sun, the eclipse, as it's happening, but they have been moving, and we've had moments of 30 or 45 or 60 seconds at a time where we've been able to see it, and it was really cool because I did have the opportunity to see the moon begin to take a sliver out of the sun, and it was like something from 2001, A Space Odyssey or Pink Floyd. It was actually, Owen, much more impressive and awe-inspiring than I thought it was going to be. I'm a little bit like you in that I didn't really understand what all the excitement was about this phenomenon.
Oh, don't you
but
put that on me.
Having looked at it, it is remarkable,
don't
really.
No.
When you look at the sun, it seems like a two-dimensional circle in the sky, but when you see the moon go in front of it like that, it really gives you a sense of the depth and just the enormity of these objects.
Well, you know, it's funny, actually, to expand on that. I started getting into, just out of nowhere, my dad got me a telescope when I was like 22 or 23 years old or something. Just out of nowhere. I didn't ask for it. He just was like, hey, you want this? I got you this telescope. It was a birthday gift, I think. And for about a year or two, I really got into it. And it actually is really cool. Like when there's a planet in your sight line at night, and it's like the brightest thing in the sky is the planet. And then you actually look at it through the lens of the telescope, and it's like a tiny little sliver, like barely even visible, the planet. It's still mostly being blocked, but even that tiny little sliver of the planet is still the brightest thing in the sky. I mean, you can look at the surface of the moon, and you can like see the dust particulate on the surface. So it actually is pretty cool. Do you see any telescopes out there? Are people able to look through this with the telescope?
Absolutely. Several people are observing the sky with their telescopes. Like I said, the amount of enthusiasm ranges. There are some people that you can tell are obviously astronomy enthusiasts and others that are just here to have this experience since they were locals. But yes, you could definitely tell who the serious players are here, Owen.
Well, I'm assuming, too, it looks like you've got one of those electric scooters. You probably rode in on that one, didn't you? That was yours? You rode in on
that? Yeah, we were anticipating a lot of traffic, so we figured we would get on the electric scooters and just roll on over here from the headquarters.
Those things are everywhere in Austin. It's crazy. I'm sure it's like that in many of the metropolitan areas. Did you have anybody there? Because we were talking about maybe talking to people live. Did you have anybody there that wanted to chat with you live here on the air?
We didn't get anybody that wanted to chat live because, of course, everybody wants to keep their head in the sky looking at the eclipses. But we did have several conversations before it began with many of the locals here. And like I said, just a lot of general excitement, a lot of astrology enthusiasts, believe it or not. We went up to a group of girls with one young man with them, and they all knew their signs. And they didn't just know their signs. They knew descriptions of their astrological signs that I didn't even understand. So they weren't just Scorpios. They were Scorpio and retrograde with three or four other
Jupiter ascending,
Jupiter ascending, yeah, Mercury rising, that kind of stuff. And so it's really fun to see that some people are here, and they're really into that new age space. But others are just here to see a cool thing happen in the sky. On
the astrological elite, are they converting you, Chase? Are you now a what are you like a a Leo or something? Gemini?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio, so I can't be trusted, apparently.
Oh.
My wife says that we're both water signs, and that's supposedly a problem. But it does make one think, having looked at this event, it makes one think about what Elon Musk is doing and SpaceX and how it seems like as a culture in America, we've forgotten the ambition to explore and discover space. And this sort of event really does re-inspire that awe and that desire to explore beyond this planet. And so that is one thing that I have noticed and experienced personally, having been here and seen moments of this eclipse, that re-inspiration of a desire to explore beyond just the realm of our own planet.
You know, whenever I see mainstream stuff like this, I'm always trying to look outside the lines. I'm always trying to look for a different approach, a different angle. And the two that I have dealing with this, one ties into that, where I look at what's going on with the airline industry right now, okay? And there's always the rumors and there's different debates or conspiracies about why we didn't go back to the moon, but I'm thinking, well, what if it's by design? What if the establishment that is, what if the powers that be don't want humans to expand into space? They don't want us to travel. They don't want us to get outside of our pod, right? It's all about condensing us. It's all about getting us into a smaller space, limiting our carbon emissions or whatever carbon footprint, the different narratives they use. And so I'm thinking, well, is this part of the narrative with the airline industry, this diversity thing so that you're not feeling safe, all these structural problems with the planes so you're not feeling...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
But aside from that fascinating in and of itself aspect of this, I haven't seen anything else that transcends the norm.
Well, they were also they were booking hotels. I'm sure it was the same in Austin. They were raising prices like 500,000% just to book a hotel room.
Yeah, and it's like I said, there are people that are here from Seattle and from Florida. People spend a lot of money to come here. Families even all together came like it was a trip, as if it was a trip to Disney. And it really is amazing how excited people were to see this event.
Are you? Can we get a camera pan here?
Yeah, let's see if we can get the camera on it. It looks like it's popping out right now.
What do you see here? Popping out like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl
right now. Yeah, it looks like it's about 75% covered, maybe even 85% covered. Clouds just got out of the way for a second. Everybody cheered around here, and we're supposed to have totality at I think 36 after, give or take a few minutes. But it looks like it's approaching that right now. It's amazing, and it is getting dimmer. And it's not just the clouds. I can tell that there is less light in the sky straight from the sun.
All right, I think I don't know where this view. Where is this view coming from that we have on the screen, guys? So we've got our own camera set up as well. Filming it, and I don't know if we have the special lens here. Oh, okay, this is your view, actually. Okay, so this is right next to where Chase is at here. Is that
what it looks like in the interim, the clouds did cover it back up for about 15 or 20 seconds. It was pretty remarkable.
Do we have, is that the special lens on that deal, too, that we got there?
Oh, yeah, you have to put the special lens on the phone cameras, otherwise apparently the sun can harm the cameras just like it can harm your retina.
Oh, is that true?
I believe
Jeez, I thought this was advanced technology.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe Elon Musk will invent the X phone and we'll be able to look straight at the eclipse without having to put any filters on our phones.
So you got a brief sight line. Last year, I'm pretty sure it was last year when we had the last eclipse. Last year was a bright day. There was barely a cloud in the sky. You could stare right at that. You'd stare right at that sucker.
Yeah, and there was a big one in 2017. Several cities in 2017 for that eclipse did declare a state of emergency and heighten up security. And even here in Austin, there were rumors that they were going to alter cellular service to prioritize emergency first responders. But we haven't had an issue with the cell signal here today, and we haven't seen any heightened security or anything like that. Just a lot of families and friends out here having a really good time, some enthusiasts, some just regular local folk trying to see what the fuss is all about. But I will say, despite the fact that it has been cloudy today, there were moments that were absolutely astounding to me, Owen.
How many glimpses have you had? I mean,
I would say that I've probably had a good cumulative 120 seconds of looking at this at different stages.
Did it shake your soul?
I wouldn't say that it shaked my soul, but it was definitely inspiring, Owen.
I think the coolest celestial events to me always had to be shooting stars.
Yes, absolutely. Have you ever had the privilege of seeing a whole meteor shower?
I've seen a couple meteor showers. I've even seen satellites blow up, which was pretty wild, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was it scheduled, or did it just blow up?
No, it just blew up in the sky. Happened to catch it. Happened to see it in live time.
Wow. Wow, that must have been incredible. When was that, Owen?
I was a kid. And anybody that was there that night would remember. It was so bright. Everybody pretty much saw it. But I was playing. It was in a soccer game. And it was a pretty big game, so it was pretty well attended. And the satellite blew up. It was in St. Louis. It blew up. It was such a big flash that everybody looked up and saw it. It was crazy. We didn't know what it was at the time. And then, of course, it was in the news. Yeah, satellite blew up. But I don't know, between meteor shower, I think the shooting star is the coolest because it's like, when you see it, you can see it so far away, and it travels such great distances at a high speed. I don't know, that when I see a shooting star like that at all, that does shake my core. I don't know, that actually hits me really into the core, into the soul.
What's really amazing about it to me is I don't believe a meteorite has to even be that big for the impact to be astounding. I mean, a small object that flies into the planet thousands of miles an hour can create a massive crater. And it's just that sort of a shock. Obviously, we feel here on this planet like we're not moving at all because our motion is relative to the planet. But it is traveling through space at thousands upon thousands of miles an hour. And when an equal and opposite force impacts with it, despite how small it is, it creates a substantial amount of energy that can really wreck entire regions, if not cause a mass extinction event like is rumored to have occurred for the dinosaurs. And so it really is amazing that we are this object flying through space so rapidly, and we're in a debris field, and anything could happen at any moment to just totally change the entire ecosystem and dynamic of this planet.
Well, there was actually a meteor that it was not too long ago it was caught. A meteor came through. And, you know, it's also more proof to me. It looks like we've got a shot there. It looks like you've got some, the clouds are clearing out there, at least there momentarily.
Yep, I can see it. I can see it right now. It looks like a crescent moon, but it's the sun.
Yeah. And it's still so bright. That's what's even crazier.
I'm looking right at it. No glasses.
So there's your view right there. And then we have a second shot that's got a little less cloud coverage. As I guess we're nearing the time of totality. You know, it's another just proof of total divine creation. We have this atmosphere surrounding our planet that meteors can't just get through unopposed. Like, there's a reason why they break up when they hit our atmosphere. So it's like God gave us a protection mechanism here.
I know. It is absolutely wild. And you can just look at the moon, which doesn't have much of an atmosphere at all. I don't think it even has one at all. And how riddled it is with damage, all the different coloration and shapes on the moon.
Yeah, look up, Chase. Everyone's looking up.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. This one I'm going to need my glasses for.
Let's get this live. Here we go. There's the shot of it. It's now a crescent sun.
Yep, Chase, there it is.
Chase, what do you see?
I'm looking at it. You see my awesome glasses? I see a crescent sun. Yep, it's amazing. I don't know if you're able to see it so well on your end or not, but from here it is very clear.
It looks from our camera. Oh yeah, we can see it pretty good right now.
Cool.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep, it's really amazing. And I mean, those are just two giant objects, completely different distances from one another, and it just happens to line up perfectly so that it looks like they're the same size.
Yeah, what are the odds of that, Chase?
I don't know. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Zero? I'd say zero. Yeah.
It's like the odds of creation existing here on the planet. It's a miracle.
Yeah, the odds are about zero of that. So to me, it's just more proof of God. That's
right,
not
and the fact that the moon is like exactly the right distance away from the planet to keep the oceans from flooding the entire planet. I mean, everything really is a balance. It's an equilibrium, and it's so delicate. That is the major piece of evidence that makes me believe in a creator, Owen.
Yeah.
Just that every single variable has to be kind of right where it is, and it always works out.
Do you see anybody on the buildings behind you? Is anybody on the rooftops or anything over there? Are they all beavering away at work?
Yeah, I think they're beavering away at work. You know these people. They're just so materialistic.
That's a Google building. I mean, there's a Google building right behind you.
Oh, yeah. They don't have their heads to the stars.
They should be trending right now. They should be trending.
They're reading your emails right now, Owen. They're reading your emails.
Oh, that's probably true.
I know. I don't know if it's funny or sad.
Well, all right, Chase, we're about to go to a break. You can stare directly into that sucker. Any closing comments before we take this break and stare directly into the sun like madmen?
I just want to say thanks for having me. This is truly amazing, and it was a much more fascinating and amazing experience than I anticipated it would be. I'm very glad that InfoWars sent me out here to cover this.
And you got prime real estate there at Zilker, too. That's like you're in the middle.
I know. Absolutely.
I don't know who you had to bribe to get that. Chase Geyser on the scene. We're going to let him stare directly into the sun, and we take a break. Maybe I'll go stare directly into the sun, too. If I come back blind, you'll know why.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you.
I have just re-entered the studio. I just witnessed the totality. And I gotta say, that was pretty awesome. And I would say we were actually extremely blessed given the cloud cover, because it probably made it even more epic. Where if it was just a sunny day and there was no cloud cover, it'd be a lot harder to stare directly at it. And so I just stared directly at it, and the cloud cover gave it like the perfect amount of cover to really see when the totality happened, and from the crescent on one side to the crescent on the other side, the little beams of light, you could see the different colors. It also made you like look at the clouds differently and how they were moving. So that was really special. If you were able to catch it, I hope you got a good view of it. If not, we've got some shots here live on the air with you as well. So far, I'm not blind, but that was pretty cool. When it was, it got really dark as well. It got so dark, in fact, the automatic light detection sensors that we have here to click on the lights outside all clicked on because that's how dark it got. That didn't just happen from cloud cover. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you witnessed it and you were in Mexico or Texas, it's now heading your way. It's now heading northeast. And so if you can, pop outside for 5 minutes and give it a look-see. Definitely something cool. Snap a picture or two. But when you're staring at that, and it basically just looks like a dark hole in the sky, it just looks like a abyss in the middle of the sky, and the ring of light around the moon, and it's just amazing how it fits perfectly. The odds of that are 0%. That is divine creation. That is God's creation. The chances of that happening in nature, 0%. 100% proof of God. 100% proof of intelligent design. And again, it's just, you stare, and it just fits perfectly. And then the ring around it, and you see different colors that you never see. You see the true power of the sun. Because we had some cloud cover here, you can even see inside the clouds differently, and how the different layers of the atmosphere were moving in different directions. So I'd say we were very fortunate here in Austin to have that look. Probably a unique look, depending on the cloud cover you have. But when it comes your way, if you're in the path of totality, I'd definitely step outside, take a look up, and just capture that moment for yourself. Very cool. Very cool. No doubt about it. But it is nice, isn't it? It is nice to get distracted from all the evil natures of Satan on this planet, all the evil things that we have to deal with politically. It is nice to just look up and be reminded that, yeah, the Creator made everything here. This is all on his time, his purpose.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Making its way across the continental United States now. We're getting other shots from Arkansas, and it will continue to head northeast. And now Chase and I can give full reaction. Chase, right outside here, the InfoWars studio, I have to tell you, it was a pretty incredible shot. I'm imagining we had virtually the same view. But I would say the cloud coverage was actually a blessing. I would say that made it an even better sight to see.
Were you able to see the blaze of the sun around the circumference of the moon? That was absolutely amazing here.
Yeah.
To see. Were you able to see that from the studio?
Yeah, that was stunning.
That was ten times cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the different colors, like you called it, the blaze of the sun, and then could you see too, like, for a couple moments there, it was like you could see the different levels or layers of the Earth's atmosphere and how they were each different,
yeah,
moving different ways and the swirling of the clouds. So it was definitely a unique experience, I think, given the cloud coverage, whereas if it was just a sunny day, you probably wouldn't have seen all those different aspects. Plus, I stared right at it. I didn't need sunglasses.
I can understand why, traditionally speaking, there's this connotation with eclipses of end times, because it would be how dark it got and quiet it got for, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. Everybody was cheering here and then silent, almost in just admiration of what was going on. It was totally not what I expected. I thought it was just going to be like some shade for a little while, but I really felt like I was in the shadow of the moon.
Well, it reminds me of, it's one of the more powerful scenes, I think, even in cinema history, is the Apocalypto scene, where they're using the eclipse against the population, meaning like the elites, right, the political powers that be. They know the eclipse is coming. They have the advanced calendars of the movements of the sun and the earth and the moon, and so they know, okay, on this day the eclipse happens, but the general population doesn't, right? So they go up there,
right,
and they do this huge ritual. They say, we're sacrificing people to the gods, and if the gods find favor of us, then that means they'll block out the sun. Of course, they knew that it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. They knew the sun was going to be blacked out. They knew the eclipse calendar, whereas the population below, celebrating this ritualistic sacrifice, doesn't know that's the case. And they think, oh, my God, these people can truly connect with the gods. They can really communicate with the gods. So, yeah, I mean, it is a celestial event, truly.
I can just see Klaus Schwab in his famous Sith Lord uniform at the top of a giant Mayan pyramid, just totally exploiting the fact, can't you, Owen?
But it just says, like, who knows what other stuff that we don't know? Who knows what secret ancient knowledge that's out there that we don't have access to, that is being kept from us, that is being used to keep us under thumb of the establishment, of the authority?
Sure, absolutely. And well, we know from history that there is certainly knowledge that's been lost, and nobody really has a satisfying explanation as to why or how the pyramids were built, for example. And the fact of the matter is, civilization was completely different thousands of years ago. They weren't distracted with things like streaming services and social media and all this other noise that we have in our culture today. And that gave them time to be more contemplative and to think critically and to solve problems in creative ways that, unfortunately, many of which have been lost. But it does make you wonder, then, what is it that our military-industrial complex is capable of that we have no idea, we can't fathom? And secrets have always been something that has empowered those who have this knowledge over those who don't.
So there's the I think it's one of the greatest scenes in the history of cinema, is there in Apocalypto there, using the knowledge of the eclipse against the people that they govern, that they rule over, thinking that, oh, this proves that they aren't in touch with the gods. But it shows how powerful of an experience that is. But, you know, it kind of goes back to that ancient knowledge aspect of it. Like, well, how did they know there was going to be a total eclipse, right? I mean, this is stuff that's been well documented for millennia. And so if the ancient cultures had that access and information, I mean, who knows what else they might have had? Who knows what else we still have to this day? You know, the pyramids are one of the many mysteries, I think. The megaliths as well in South America. So there's so much. There's so many mysteries out there. And that's why it's so frustrating, Chase, that I have to come on here today. And it's a nice relief factor, I think, to be talking about something like this.
Sure.
Where it's like we're building up for a potential situation with a world war, a nuclear holocaust. It's like, why don't we come together and discover the secrets of the universe, the secrets of the oceans even?
Yeah, and I wish I had a satisfying answer to that question. I think the fact of the matter is that as human beings, we are fallen. And though we are capable of accomplishing so much when we work together and solving so much and discovering so much of the wonder that is creation, our own corruption and failures, sins, get in the way on a societal level from that development. It's like we were talking about at the beginning of the hour, with why haven't we gone back to the moon and this conversation about exploring space, and are the elites intentionally trying to keep us from accomplishing great things? And unfortunately, all of our failures over time, if we don't do something about them or repent from them, they add up to manifest in great sacrifice that needs to be made, or great things that are lost. And every sin that we commit is not necessarily a point on the board for whether or not we go to hell when we die, but it's something that we feel the consequences of within our very own lives. It's, you don't have to wait for judgment to feel the pain of sin, and as a society, we're seeing that play out.
Wow. Well, I can't decide if I want to just continue this conversation and go real deep. I mean, if I just want to take this thing all the way down the field, or just say, Chase, it was nice catching up and maybe get back to some news. I don't know. What should we go all the way here, Chase?
Yeah, dive deep. This only happens every once in a while.
I guess that's true. It's the eclipse. It's the totality. So why not? You know, I think we are created in the image of God and the likeness of God. Perhaps we even have...
Well, I certainly am.
Well, perhaps we even have, I would say, God-like abilities. I mean, we talk about how we only use like 13% of our brain or what have you. We read about the miracles of Jesus Christ and what he was able to do. Yeah. We look at ancient civilizations and the mysteries when it comes to technology and advancement and engineering and electronics. And my theory is when we look at everything we're doing with technology now, or we even look at AI or the path for a quantum computer and then merging with it, man and machine, I feel like we're in a fallen state. Humans are in this fallen state. And we're constantly trying to regain the abilities we've lost, but for whatever reason we can't do it organically anymore. We can't tap into what we were created to be, so we can't fly, we can't read minds, we can't do quantum computing like we might have the ability to do. So we're trying to actually mechanically, technologically build all these things to regain all these abilities. And I think it's symbolic. Where is AI and man merging with machine going to start? Healing somebody that's blind, allowing somebody that can't walk to walk again. I think that's just a microcosm. I think it's all of these abilities that we've lost, we're going to try to regain, but we're going to have to use technology to do it.
You know, it's interesting that you mention that, because it makes me think of the story of the Tower of Babel and the hubris around that civilization trying to build a tower that would reach all the way to heaven. And it's indicative of our desire as human beings to reconnect with God, the relationship that we lost after the fall. But at the same token, it begs the question, who says that the Tower of Babel story is the last time that humans will commit that sin? Are we committing that same sin with the development of artificial intelligence, where we see ourselves as gods, where we see ourselves as able to reach heaven on our own without the assistance of God, through this technology that's going to make us seemingly omniscient and capable of doing so many things that would require a miracle 2,000 years ago from Jesus directly? Many of these things, like being able to walk again or healing the blind, are going to be possible with this technology. So I think it depends on the attitude with which we approach these things. Do we approach this technology with humility and regard, or do we approach this with pride and arrogance? And if it's the latter, it could result in some terrible consequences, I think, for humanity.
All right, Chase Geyser, live from Zilker Park. We did it, brother. Live eclipse coverage. I think we knocked it out of the park.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Owen.
All right, there goes Chase. And, wow, I got to tell you, so we did the hour there covering the eclipse. It was pretty cool stuff. I hope that if you're out there, you got to see it. I hope if it's coming through your area where you live and the path of totality, you get to check it out, too. You can go look at the images. They're already all over the Internet, too. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool reminder of really, in the grand scheme of things, how small we really are in God's divine creation, yet how important we are that we can recognize these things and document and experience these things. All right. I'm going to come back and just do 5 minutes of news coverage before Gerald Celente takes over. Please, folks, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a lot to do this coverage live on the scene, in studio, with the crew and all of it. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We want to do everything great, and so we hope you enjoyed this eclipse coverage. We hope you'll shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.